Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Pittsburgh Steeler fans, welcome back to another episode of Steeler Stat Geek. I am your host, co-editor of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, Dave Schofield, coming at you with some crazy, geeky numbers, some Pittsburgh Steelers talk, and just hopefully some, maybe some stuff to help put some things into perspective. Before I get rolling, wow, what a shout out to Jerry Cherry Band. If you're listening to our audio platform, which obviously you are if you're listening to this, you just heard Jerry Cherry Band open up the show. You hear it on a lot of our morning shows. You hear it on Stat Geek. You hear it on Jeff Hartman's Let's Ride. You hear it on the live mic, although I'm a little bit jealous of the live mic right now because now he's even got a nice clip courtesy of Coach Tomlin and his post-game press conference from week two that now is used for the live mic. If you don't know what I'm talking about, all you got to do is make sure you check out that episode as well. And of course, you also get some Jerry Cherry Band with our two blokes from down under with the Steelers touchdown under on the Saturday show. So I might have missed one in there that maybe we use some of the music for, but Jerry Cherry Band, thank you so much. Check it out. Do a search on YouTube and you can find more stuff there. Another thing I wanted to come at with you all is an update, because I do this on the Scobro show and I also try to make sure that I do it here as well. You are listening to this podcast. It should be Thursday. The Thursday night game should, you know, maybe you're listening to it on Friday. Maybe you're a little bit behind, or even Saturday. Bottom line is, hopefully you're hearing this before Sunday at 1 o'clock. Because if you're still in the BTSC survivor pool, get in there and make your pick. Make your pick. Oh, it was so disheartening this past week. Only 7 people were eliminated by picking the wrong team, but 29 people were eliminated because they didn't make their pick in time. So don't be one of those. Make sure you go in. It's a signed Marquise Pouncey football that you're fighting for. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm sorry. You're a little bit late to the game. You didn't get entered in the contest. But we've got over half the people gone in 2 weeks. So if you're not sure what I'm talking about, there's an article at BehindTheSteelCurtain.com that lays out all the results from this past week to bring that all together. But right now, first thing I got to talk about is I do like to highlight some numbers from the previous week. Although this is Thursday and, you know, it's on to Houston, on to the Texans. It's time to get ready for that next game. You can't dwell on the victory too long, but sometimes you just got to do it a little bit. You got to look at some of the numbers, some of the things that you like. Had some good numbers from this past week. And, you know, we're actually going to dwell on the Steelers' numbers so far this year. I know Jeff Hartman hit on some things with these, but I'm going to take some of these numbers. I'm going to take a little bit next level from what Jeff did on Let's Ride yesterday. And we're going to look at what it means for the Steelers going forward. So a couple things that I liked is I mentioned this on the Scobro show. You got to love that the Steelers had a 100-yard rusher and a 300-yard passer in the same game. Granted, most of those 100 yards were on one run, but hey, you take them how you can take them, and that one run was at a very key moment for the Steelers. So really like that. Really like how the Steelers are the only team in the NFL that has a 100-yard rusher in each of their first two games. Nobody else can say that. But the thing is, there's nobody in the NFL, no running back in the NFL, that has two 100-yard rushing games. None. Zero. Because the Steelers are the only team that has it, and it was from two different guys. Benny Snell Jr. in week one, James Conner in week two. Hopefully this means that both backs could be serviceable. I know Benny Snell had a rough game, especially, you know, giving up that fumble at a very costly time. And the reason I say it's very costly wasn't that, oh, it was a key moment where it made the Steelers lose the game, but they could have put the nail in the coffin at that point right there. Had great field position. You know, just getting another score right there would have been huge. And instead, the ball ends up on the grass. And this time, Juju wasn't there to bail him out. So that's something that that Benny Snell football's got to work on moving forward. So got to love some of the performances so far. You know, we'll talk a little bit about Chase Claypool here with some of these numbers we're going to get into. Both streaks continued, the good and the bad. The bad streak of the 25 turnovers or 25 straight games with at least one turnover, that continued. But 59 games now where the Steelers have registered, 59 regular season games now in a row where the Steelers have registered at least one sack. That's by far the most in the NFL. I think the next closest is the Cowboys. I'm not sure if they were at 19 before their last game or if they hit 19. It's either 19 or 20, where it's something like that. But what I want to do with some of these numbers, I don't want to just look at the numbers that the Steelers just had. Let's look at what they've done so far in this very young season. I know sometimes it's like, yeah, are these numbers really telling us much? Are they saying a whole lot? Well, let's put them in perspective to see how they would look over the course of an entire season if the numbers that the Steelers have put up so far in two games, we're going to look at offense, we're going to look at defense, and see how they would look going forward. Now, I just realized there was one other thing from the last game I did not hit on, and I don't want to talk about it projecting forward because I kind of want to be done with it. But one of the downers from the Steelers so far this year, and the reason I waited till now, is because it's happened in both games. Not only have the Steelers not put up any points on their opening drive of the game, which is something I talked about at length last season when they only had six total points scored on opening drives last year, you know, one of which was handed to them because they got the ball in field goal position, didn't even get a first down and kicked the field goal. The other time was they did have a drive. I'm pretty sure that was against the Cardinals was the other one where they had a field goal to open the season. But not only did they not score any points in their opening drives, they haven't even got a first down. No first downs on opening drives in two games for the Steelers. And that's a little bit concerning. There's only three teams in the NFL. Three teams in the NFL that do not have a first down yet on their opening drive of each game. The Pittsburgh Steelers, the Washington football team, and the Steelers' opponent in week three, the Houston Texans. They do not have a first down yet on their opening drive. So that's quite interesting to look at right there. So here come the Steelers. They are 2-0. Now, what I want to look at is if we take these numbers that the Steelers have now put up, one game isn't a big enough sample size. Two games, I'll be honest with you, probably not a big enough sample size, but it gives you a little bit more to look at. A little, you know, it's double the sample size we had after week one, obviously. So I'm going to do this now, and I might come back and look at it again come week four, because that's the quarter mark for the Steelers. So the Steelers are one of 11 teams who are 2-0. It's the Steelers, the Cardinals, the Ravens, the Bills, the Bears, the Packers, the Chiefs, the Los Angeles Rams, the Las Vegas Raiders, the Seattle Seahawks, and the Tennessee Titans, who the Steelers will travel to play in week four. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Got to worry about that week three game first. But what we're going to do is we're going to look at what the Steelers have done and say, all right, if they keep this pace for the entire season, where are they going to be? What's it going to look like? And I'm going to give you an over or under from that. Is this something that the Steelers are going to improve on, and they're actually going to probably, hopefully, overdo those numbers? Or is this something that I'm like, yeah, I don't think they're going to keep that pace up for an entire season. So let's dive in. Here's an easy one. The Steelers are 2-0. If you want to look at their all 11 of these teams, if you want to look at projected pace, would have them at 16-0. Now, obviously, this can't happen because the Steelers, my goodness, they play they have three of these undefeated teams on their schedule. So obviously this can't happen to everyone, but it's the whole notion of, so the Steelers projected record based on their current record would be 16-0. That's an under. There's no, you know, I'm not saying there's no way that could happen. You never know when a team really gets going on a roll, but I would not look for the Steelers to go 16-0. I'm just happy with 2-0 and just keep winning these games along the way. So that's one thing to look at. Let's look at some overall statistics. We might look at some team statistics. We might look at some individual statistics. But with some of these, when you're talking about percentage, your percentage doesn't change. The percentage isn't going to change from now to game 16. But, you know, not like where you're saying, oh, wow, for example, I'll just throw one out there. Bud Dupree has one sack, so he would be projected to have 8 sacks on the season. Yeah, but if Ben Roethlisberger has a completion percentage of 68.5, if he keeps up this pace, his completion percentage would be 68.5 because it's a percentage. So there's things like that, such as, like, let's say the red zone percentage. The Steelers right now have a red zone percentage, and I'm not going to compare these to the rest of the league. I'm going to look. I know Jeff Hartman did that a good bit yesterday on Let's Ride, so we're just going to stick to looking at just the Steelers. So their red zone percentage right now is 57.1%, and that is scoring a touchdown on your number of attempts into the red zone. Steelers have made it into the red zone 7 times, and they have 4 red zone touchdowns. So I think that's a number that, if you just look at that number, I'm going to go over. I think they can up that percentage as the season goes on to be a little bit more efficient in the red zone. So, but the Steelers are also doing pretty well when it comes to their opponent's red zone percentage. That's only 28.6% of the time when an opponent reaches the red zone that they get that they score a touchdown. So that's pretty good. So the Steelers are, just to let you know, they are middle of the road with the red zone percentage. They're 17th in the league, but right now they're number one in the league with red zone defense. So that's pretty good. So that's about the only time I'll look at stuff when it comes to the league. Let's look at Ben Roethlisberger. Let's look at the quarterback. Okay. So far this season, Jeff went over the numbers and everything, but right now, if Ben Roethlisberger keeps everything up, he is looking at throwing for 4,320 yards on the season at his current pace. 4,320. I'm going to go the under with this one. I think that there's going to be times where the Steelers aren't going to have to throw the ball as much. And I mean, putting Ben right around 4,000 wouldn't be terrible. So I'm hoping he doesn't have to go over that amount. So that's one. So right now that's his pace that he's on. We'll see how it goes in a couple weeks if he's still on that pace. He is also on pace to throw 40 touchdowns. That's correct. 40 touchdowns. Has Ben Roethlisberger ever thrown 40 touchdowns in a season? He has not. The most he has ever thrown in a season was 34 touchdowns in 2018. So I'm going to take the under on that one. I don't know that Ben's going to get to 40 touchdowns, but it's good to see that early on when people expected him to have rust, that he's on pace for 40 touchdowns. He's also on pace for 8 interceptions. I'm going to go over on that one. I have a feeling he's going to have a couple games in there where he maybe get a cut, where he might have 2. I like that he's taking care of the ball. He knows what his limitations are. And he even on Wednesday, when he spoke, said, "Hey, it's normally my day off. I'm going out to work on my footwork. It's got to be better because my footwork was sloppy, which kind of turned my throw sloppy and it caused that interception." Great job, Ben, looking at that and things that you need to work on. So that's kind of the numbers when it comes to Ben Roethlisberger. Also, if you wanted to look at it, it would also mean that Ben's going to get sacked about 24 times this year. That's the pace that he's on right now for how many times he would be sacked. I'd take that. I would take that with Ben Roethlisberger for how many times he was sacked. He was sacked 24 times in 2018. Okay, it was less than that before. So hopefully the Steelers can go under on that number. But the other thing right now with Ben is after 2 games, his quarterback rating, his quarterback rating is a 107.1. If he holds that rating, that would be the highest of his career. So where Ben is rate with his quarterback rating, if he could keep that for all 16 games, then that would be the highest of his career. Now, I don't think he will, because I said I think he's going to go over the pace for his interceptions and under the pace for touchdowns. So the likelihood of him doing that. But I went back and looked at what is his quarterback rating in the first 2 games of the season over his career. And he only has 3 seasons where he has a higher rating than what he does right now. And those seasons were 2015. He had a higher rating. It was a 122.6, but his other 2 seasons were 2008 and 2005. Now they were much higher ratings. They were 133.9 and 153.6 respectively. But those are 2 key seasons that if you think about that for the Pittsburgh Steelers in 2008 and 2005, not saying it's a repeat. I'm just also saying that whenever things like this happen, Ben has come out and had some pretty high ratings with his first couple games. Got to just look at the bigger sample sizes as we continue to go on. So that's Ben Roethlisberger and some of the numbers associated with him. When we come back, I wanted to spend extra time on Ben because, you know, it's Ben. When we come back, we're going to look at some numbers with the offense, with the rushing and the receiving. We're going to look at the defensive numbers and what they're on pace for, both as a group and individually. And we're also going to look at look ahead a little bit about some things that we want to see this week coming up when the Steelers take on the Houston Texans. So sit tight, be right there, and we will be back right after this break.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And we are back, Pittsburgh Steeler fans. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Steeler Stat Geek. This is Dave Schofield, co-editor behind thesteelcurtain.com, trying to look at some things with you where it comes to the projected stats for the season based on what players have done so far. And when you look at Ben Roethlisberger, where we just covered at the end of the last segment, you look at the numbers that he's projected on these two games, that's telling you he's had two pretty good games. So if anyone that's wondering about Ben, there you go. Let's kind of turn over and let's look at some of the rushing numbers. So what's interesting is, first, let's just look at a team. The Steelers have a total between everyone, 250 yards rushing so far this season. That means at that pace, they would hit exactly 2,000 yards rushing on the season. So it's interesting because I don't know that it's going to fall the way that you would necessarily expect it to, because so far in two games, the yards are really divided up between James Conner and Benny Snell. They both have the exact same number of attempts, and the only difference is Benny Snell has three more yards than James Conner. That's it. So if you look at it right now, James Conner would be on pace for 920 yards for the season, and Benny Snell would be on pace for 944 yards for the season. I'm going to take the under for Benny Snell. I just think he's not going to get as many attempts as when James Conner's healthy, but I still also look for James Conner to possibly miss some time this season even more. So he's got to be ready for that and got to hold on to the football. So honestly, I'm probably going to say under for both, but I think it'll be more under for Snell than Conner. I think Conner's going to end up with more rushing yards on the season unless he misses too many games. So that's just kind of where I go with both of those guys. I could see them both getting close to those totals, but right now, neither one of them is on pace to go over 1,000 yards. But as a team, they're on pace to hit 2,000 yards, which I think is a little bit more encouraging. If you look at the receiving numbers right now, who would be third in receiving would be Juju Smith-Schuster when it comes to receiving yards. And Juju is on pace for 936 yards for the season based on his the 2 weeks that he has. So it would be 936 yards on 104 receptions. So I think the receptions are probably going to be right around that there, right around 100. And the yards, that's going to be a tough call because I think that's sitting really about what you're going to see from Juju. I'm going to take the over, though. I'm going to say let's see him hit that 1,000 yards. So that's the pace that he's on right now. Now, additionally, he's on pace to score 16 receiving touchdowns. I'm taking the under there. It's funny because after the first game, he was technically on pace to score 32 touchdowns. So I was definitely taking the under there. I'm going to take the under there, but I think he's going to get in the end zone a good bit. Next would be one Chase Claypool. He right now is second in yardage for the Steelers. And if you want to look at what Claypool, he's on pace to go over 1,000 yards. It would be 1,016. And then, of course, on the number of receptions, that would only be on 40 receptions. I think he's going to go over that the pace of his receptions, but under his pace of yards. I think he will get more catches. I think he'll get over 40 catches, but I don't know that he's going to go over that 1,000 yards. Because remember, a lot of that was an 84-yard touchdown. So, but he's also on pace for 8 touchdowns. I think I'll take the under there as well. I would say 5 or 6 would be a good number for him. But it's good to see the rookie stepping up right now. And I had it in an article on Wednesday that after 2 weeks, he's actually the number one ranked wide receiver, according to PFF. Now, take your PFF rankings for what they're worth. Some like them, some don't. That's up to you. But I was kind of surprised to see that out of the rookie, especially when you see other receivers out there already having like 4 touchdown catches and things like that. But I don't think that's something he should worry about holding on to. He should just go out and play his game and worry about being the best he can for the Steelers. Now, leading the Steelers in receiving yards so far in 2020 is Diontae Johnson, who's actually on pace for almost 1,200 yards, 1,192, based on what he has right now. And he's on pace for over 100 receptions because he would actually be at 112. I think the receptions are going to be right around there. I'm going to say under on the yardage, but it would not shock me if he was over. I just think that's a pretty good pace, especially for a player that at times has struggled, that's had a couple drops with everything else, that yet he's still come through with that. And he's on pace for 8 touchdowns. And I think that's reasonable. That's a reasonable pace for him as well. So that's what we're looking for with the Steelers right now, with some of those numbers on offense. Now, I don't really know of any other ones that we should necessarily have to dive into. I mean, all in all, I mean, the Steelers, when it comes to, it's funny because receiving yards and passing yards are a little bit different, because sacks come off of when you look at an individual's yardage, that's just pure yards. But when you look at team passing yards, yards lost to it, a sack comes off of that. So, but if you just want to look at receiving yards, the Steelers are on pace, you know, for it to be right what Ben had, which was, of course, because he's throwing them all to him, of over 4,000 receiving yards, which I think would be really nice for this 2020 team to go probably right around 4,000 is what I would look at. So then you could dive into some things on the defense. Okay. Right now, the Steelers are on pace when it comes to, let's start with sacks. They're on pace for 80 sacks. I mean, I made the bold prediction before the season started that I thought they would hit 60. I think that's very ambitious, but I think that's something they can do. The fact that they're on pace for 80 is a great sign. But you also got to remember, these are 2 wins. We're going to get a little better sample size if we turn around and do this again in a couple weeks. So I don't think they're going to hit the 80 sacks. I'm definitely going to take the under there. That's just amazing that that's the pace that they're on. We'll go back and look at some individuals with that in just a second, but I wanted to look at some other things. How about quarterback hits? The Steelers are on pace to have 216 quarterback hits. That's crazy. That's crazy. So I'm going to take the under there just because I think they'll both come down. It just goes to show that when it comes to getting to the quarterback, what they've been able to do the first couple weeks. So, I mean, man, 27 quarterback hits. That's something. How about those tackles for loss? How about the Steelers if they could keep this pace up and have 176 tackles for loss? That would be crazy. That would be an insane number. I personally would love to see it. I really would. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. I mean, look at some of these individuals. Jeff Hartman talked about this on Let's Ride yesterday. Vince Williams is leading the league in tackles for loss with 6. He is on pace to hit almost 50 tackles for loss for the season. That would be pretty impressive from one Vinny Vici. So, but he's there, you know. Then you got players like Mike Hilton and Tyson Alualu and TJ Watt, who they're on pace for 24. That's some really crazy stuff. So I'd like to see it. The Steelers, now let's look at the takeaways. The Steelers are on pace to not quite do what they did last year with takeaways, but not bad. They're on pace to have 32 takeaways. I think, you know, I might take the over on that one. I think they could maybe go over that a little bit. I said they were going to have less when I was asked this in the offseason, but now that I see them out there and seeing how they're taking advantage of their opportunities, I think I might go a little bit over on that one. So those are some good team stats. Let's look at a couple individuals. TJ Watt is on pace for 20 sacks. 20 sacks. I it would be really hard to bet on him going over 20 sacks. Do I think he could do it? Yes. Do I think he will do it? I'm going to say no. I think he's going to come up just short. I'd like to see him around 17 or 18. That would be great. Mike Hilton's on pace for 16 sacks. I don't see that happening. If he got to double-digit sacks as a defensive back, that would be very impressive. I'd have to look up that stat to see, you know, defensive backs that have hit double-digit sacks in a season. I don't know if it's happened or who it would be or how it would be. So that's another one to look at. Interceptions, of course, the only person is Joe Hayden on pace for, let's see what he has. He just has the, hold on. Why am I saying he's the only person? Joe Hayden is the only defensive back. Sorry about that. He is on pace for 8 interceptions in the season. That would be really good. That would be great. This is where you're only dealing with one of something. It makes it tough to only have a 2-game sample size, but I don't know that he'll get 8, but he might be able to get close. I'm really glad we're not applying these numbers to Minkah Fitzpatrick because he doesn't even have a pass defense yet this year. So hopefully Minkah can get going. So these are some things that if you look at these projected stats, he would have zeros other than tackles because he doesn't have anything in the books other than tackles. But definitely don't think Cameron Hayward's going to get to 8 interceptions because he's on pace for that. Or TJ Watt. I could see TJ Watt getting another one or even 2 this season. But if Cameron Hayward gets another interception this year, that would be impressive. That would be super impressive. I just don't see it happening. But these are some of the numbers that some of these defenders are putting up. I mean, some great tackles for loss, some of the sacks. They're on crazy pace that I just don't know that they'll be able to keep it up. But that's not just as much to say about them in the future. That's also goes to saying what they've done and the pressure they've put on and the things that they've done these first 2 games. I'd like to come back and look at some of these pacings here in a couple weeks and see how it compares and get a bigger sample size to see how it goes. So, but that's kind of what it looks like right now for the Steelers going forward after 2 games into the season. So what should we expect this week with the Houston Texans? Well, I said last week I didn't want to see Ben Roethlisberger throwing the ball more than 35 times, and unfortunately, he did. Not a bad thing. It's just the way it was. So, I mean, he ended up throwing the ball, 41 times. So, in average, he's got, 36 and a half attempts per game. So I'd like to see him stay under that average this week because I'd like to see the Steelers to be ahead. This is a crazy game to think about because you've got the 0-2 Texans going against the 2-0 Steelers, but look at what the Texans had to do to get here. They have that brutal start of the season of having to go to Kansas City, host Baltimore, and then go to Pittsburgh. So this is crazy. What you ultimately want to see is you want the Steelers to once again have their opponents rushing under 100 yards. That's really what you'd like to see from the Steelers. Because so far, in total, the average that they have right now is, I think, what is that? Like 62 and a half. Yards per game they've been giving up on the ground. If they could keep the Texans to under 65 yards rushing, because you got to remember they got a quarterback that can run it too, that would be a good thing for the Steelers. So let's try to keep those rushing yards down. The biggest thing is getting, you know, you got to finish. When you have an elusive, quick quarterback, sometimes it's hard to finish off the sacks. So if the Steelers could get up there, they don't have to put up 7 sacks against the Texans. But, you know, if they could get 3 or 4, that would really be some good numbers, good positive numbers. So, and the Steelers being able, I mean, if they could be that team that for the 3rd straight week, they had a 100-yard rusher, man, I mean, the Steelers have already doubled the number of 100-yard rushers they've had from 2019. So that would be very good to see. But most importantly, as it always comes down to, the most important number, stats-wise you want to see from the Steelers is that one in the win column. You want to add that extra tally to the win column. So that's what we really want to see Sunday when it comes to the Texans. This is the Steelers' first regular week of the season. The reason I say that is because the first week of the season, they had that extra day and didn't play till Monday, so your schedule was off. Then you're coming off that Monday game where you only have one day before you get back into scheduled practice rather than two. So they didn't have that last week. So this was their first regular week. They play on Sunday. They play on Sunday again, and they get to have a regularly scheduled week. Hopefully, they can step up to this. Hopefully, they are ready for the Texans because you always know some crazy things are going to happen. There are some crazy things that happened last week. You also had some crazy calls. And when you're playing well, you can overcome those things. So the Steelers don't just need to play well enough to beat the Texans. They need to play well enough to overcome when things don't go their way and still beat the Texans. So with that, we're going to call it a show here today. I hope I didn't bombard you with too many numbers. Hopefully you're encouraged with what the Steelers have done so far, because they are on pace to put up some crazy stats this year. But like I said, it's a two-game sample. If they're still on that same, similar pace with some of these things after four games, that's when you really got to start paying attention to see what this team could do this year. But you got to get there. And the best way that they can get there is increasing those win totals to go from 2-0 to then being at the quarter mark to be 4-0. But first thing you got to do is you got to be 3-0. You got to take care of the Texans this week. So hopefully on next Thursday, I'm coming back talking to you about another Steelers victory. Make sure you are tuning in for that game at 1 o'clock on Sunday. Make sure you are checking out BehindTheSteelCurtain.com for all your Steelers news. We've got everything you need there. And of course, continue to tune in to our whole family of podcasts. And thank you so much for joining me. And of course, thanks for geeking out with me. We'll see you next time.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.